Happy Valentine's Day, sexy listeners, and I hope you're all awash in oceans of emotion, lotions of love, and stuffed full of sweet treats rather than trussed up like a goose in the spare bedroom. It always strikes me as somewhat perverse, if all too accurate for most of us, that we celebrate romance on the feast day of a Roman priest who reputedly met his end around 270 AD, when the Emperor Claudius Gothicus took severe exception to some original recipe Bible thumping. If you feel guilty about being rude to Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons on your doorstep, at least you're not giving them a good old-fashioned beheading after beatings and a stoning didn't do the job. What Claudius's executioners lacked in efficiency, they more than made up for with enthusiasm. But kids, don't try this at home. God works in mysterious ways, and punctuality isn't really his strong suit, so Valentine had to wait a couple of years before Claudius got his. His being a lethal dose of smallpox that put a serious crimp in his plans to beat the tar out of the Vandals. They were chuffed, and celebrated by wreaking havoc upon what was left of the Roman Empire, Valentine was still dead. So what have we learned from this, you lascivious but learned things? The patron saint of lovers fatally irritated the wrong person at the worst possible time, got done over at interminable length, and found payback is not only a bitch, but seldom comes around when you're in a position to enjoy the show. Sounds a lot like my love life. But as usual, the better half and I will be marking the occasion in the traditional manner. I present him with a bunch of flowers, which naturally are far too expensive. He responds with a box of chocolates, which is a scurvy trick to play on my middle-aged spread, but it'd be rude to decline. We both pretend to be terribly cross about such extravagance on silly fripperies, while fooling nobody, least of all ourselves. Then as the day turns to a velvet, star-flecked night, what better time to set the mood with a cup of tea, a plate of Anzac biscuits, and some suitably cheesy music on the stereo. Most weeks, I'm asked what I'll be moaning about this week. Well, the world is still full of nuts, damn fools prosper and can't resist sticking their noses where they don't belong, and the world continues to teeter on the edge of disaster like a drunken tightrope walker. But it won't hurt to ignore them for one day and have an early night. Which is where, gentle lovers everywhere, I bid you a fond but firm good night.